Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you don't know me, my name is Steve Francino, and my wife Tina and I are ETLs in the Maryland Marketplace. I'm really honored this morning to have this opportunity to spend some time with you and talk a little bit about mindset. I love talking about mindset because in my experience, mindset is the single biggest factor that will determine success. Not whether you know what to say or how to invite somebody or whatever, just your mind has to be right. And so when your mind is right, nothing can stop you. But unfortunately, the opposite is also true. And I'm sure I'm not alone in saying that sometimes life gets complicated. It can get complicated for all kinds of reasons: family, jobs, money, the weather, COVID. I was just reading about a new variant, you know. But I could go on and on. And the one that I want to focus on, though, that one complicator I want to talk about, and I bet you know what I'm going to say. I bet you do. You got it. It's us. It's us. It's me. It's you. We have an uncanny way of complicating things for any number of reasons. When we find ourselves unnecessarily complicating things, I want to suggest a kiss. What? You're thinking I've lost it, and you probably are right. But what I'm talking about is that KISS acronym. And you've probably heard it broken down like keep it simple, stupid. I don't like that one. I don't like it at all. But I'm going to just do a slight twist. I'm going to suggest that we keep it super simple. All right? That's it. Keep it super simple. So we often even don't realize that we're complicating things. We fall into old habits like watching TV, or maybe we let fear take the wheel, causing us to procrastinate. Maybe we're just being lazy, really. And it can manifest itself in so many different ways, and everyone is different. Everybody's got their thing, all right? So how do we uncomplicate things? Well, first things first, you need to understand what you are or aren't doing that's impeding your success. And it can be really challenging to look in the mirror and look at yourself honestly. But if you can self-assess, that's great. That's great. If not, reach out to a mentor. It can be so much easier to talk to someone else because, and I'm sorry to say this, sometimes we aren't completely honest with ourselves. Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. And if you don't believe me and don't think that that applies to you, that might be the biggest clue that you need to talk to somebody else, okay? Because we need that honest assessment to know where we are. Maybe you'll find that you let TV take control of your time. Or, you know, you got to finish binge-watching that series, whatever it is. Or maybe it's just a lack of a schedule. Making time to take care of your business is so important. And I'll add that it doesn't matter how busy or not busy you are. Because whether you are busy or not, you may let other things fill your time before spending time on ACN. Because there's either not enough time in the day because the day slips away because you're busy with work or family or whatever, or you have way too much time on your hands, and you procrastinate because, well, I can always do it later. I have nothing else going on, right? But the thing is, you don't do it, right? So we may find that we're self-sabotaging ourselves. I need more coffee. And that manifests itself in so many different ways as well. So let's take that away by keeping it super simple, right? And boil ACN down to what it really is. It's getting customers and getting customer getters. Super simple, right? How do we do this? Well, we talk to people. Now, here's the tough part. You need to make a commitment to someone, right? This person is who you, well, it's the one person in the world that you have no problem lying to, but also they'll forgive you no matter what you do, right? Keeping that commitment, well, let me back up a second. It's the person who you may say mean things to but never stops loving you, and I'm really just talking about us, okay? I'm getting a little lost in my thoughts here, but I'm talking about ourselves, all right? We can be really hard on ourselves, and we need to just keep that commitment to ourselves and really, and it can be challenging to do that, all right? But when you do keep a commitment to yourselves, great things can happen. If you find yourself beating yourself up over what you didn't do yesterday, I just heard some brilliant person just say this a couple of days ago. Remember that today is a new day. Yesterday doesn't matter. Today you get another chance to make and keep a promise to yourself. You don't need to tell anybody else what your goals are for the day, but just make that commitment to yourself, and you'll know if you did it. You'll be honest with yourself. And you know what? It's amazing how we reward ourselves when we keep a promise to ourselves. Have you ever noticed that? You really feel good. It's super simple. Really. So I want you to try something today, right now. Just set a small goal for yourself. All right? Doesn't matter what it is. Just take a moment right now. Okay. You've now made a commitment to yourself. You've set a goal. But what do you need to do to make this happen? You have to think about that. You need to schedule time. Give yourself a deadline. Make it happen. All right? Don't just say it. Because if you set a goal and you don't do anything to make it happen, it's just wasted thought, wasted effort, wasted energy. You got to take steps. Keep it simple. Super simple. All right? So if you didn't do an ACN goal, do one right now. All right? Or if you're really motivated and you did one for the first goal, do another one, all right? But what goal can you set for yourself today for ACN? What can you do to improve your business? Then ask yourself, what do I need to do to make it happen? What's your deadline? Execute, okay? Keep it simple. And when you do keep it super simple like that, over time, it'll help you develop good habits. You'll also develop a mode of operation, something that works for you. And let me just say this. After mindset, consistency is a huge factor in your success in ACN. Remember, I love analogies. It's the constant push of water over time that builds a canyon, right? Not a single event. It's the steady drops of water in a cave that build those cathedral-like stalactites and stalagmites over thousands of years. That's what being consistent can do. It can lead to greatness, all right? It's so huge. So, all right, and that was a sidebar. All right, let me get back to the goals we just set. All right, so listen, write them down. Keep them visible to yourself, all right? Keep, you know, wherever you are. If you're driving today, just put it on your little post-it note somewhere, or if it's on your desk or wherever you are, just make it visible to yourself, all right? Because the first thing is, when you write them down, they become a little more real, right? You see it. And we can easily lose ourselves and let the day fill our heads with those family, the ghost kids, the job, and all this other stuff that complicates our day and contributes to us not achieving our goals. Writing them down helps remind us what it is that we need to do today. It's hard to forget something that's right in front of you. I know for me, I put it on my calendar. I actually have a recurring appointment set on my calendar every day, like it's set off, blocked off. And I block it off for two reasons. One, the first is really to force myself to say, this time is for this purpose. It's for ACN. It's for me to make a couple of calls or whatever it is that I want to do, but that time is for ACN. The other reason why I block it off, and I do this on my work calendar, all right, it's just a blocked off time. I do it so that nobody else schedules a meeting on top of that, which would then, of course, give me an excuse not to use that time for the reason that I want to use it for. Now, that's just setting up the time. Each morning, I write down who I'm going to call that day. So I know when I get to that time, I'm ready to go. I'm not spending that time figuring it out. I've already done that part. All right. So, you know, it's really that super simple. All right. I want to grow my business, and the outcome of any call that I make isn't the measure of the success, right? It doesn't matter if they decide to do it or not do it or be a customer or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's the call and making it through that list that was my goal for the day. That is my measure of success. It's very black and white. It's binary. I either did it or I didn't, period. When I finish my list, I feel great. I know that this is a numbers game, and you have to talk to a lot of people to reach the higher levels of this company. So, do you think, well, I'll say it this way, do you think you could do that, right? Reach the higher level of the company, but I was really thinking about, like, do you think you can make yourself a little schedule, right? Block off that time. Give yourself some structure. It really helps. So, you know, pick that time to make a couple of calls, make a list of people to call, and then make those calls at the time you just allotted. It doesn't need to be any more complicated than that. It should be super simple, right? So, while speaking, I say to myself, what about fear? Fear, well, I get it, and I do. I really do, because fear, it can be crippling, and it is completely illogical. All right. Keeping it super simple will help. I promise. I know this because this is what I do. All right. So that fear of making a call, that of the judgment you'll face on the other end. What happens if they ask a question and I don't know the answer to it? I can go on and on. All those things that bounce around in our head, right, that make you not pick up the phone. Well, I could just say that it's your brain messing with you, and it is, but that doesn't help you get through it. So let's keep it super simple, right? Most of our fear comes from worrying about what that person on the other end will say. Let's set a small goal as a confidence builder and see how it goes, right? If a fear of calling people is your thing, set that goal to make just one phone call. If it's not your thing, the point is really just to take a scaled down version of whatever that fear is and make a step, okay? Just, you know, function or structure it around you, all right? Make it for someone that you know very well, that call, right? And it's someone that you are super close to, someone that you know is going to love you no matter what. They may say no, but you know at the end of the day, they're still going to love you. And here's the other thing. They might actually say yes. But if they say no, you know what you'll find out? You survive the experience. I promise you'll survive it. You really will. And, you know, it's really that one call, one step forward, super simple, build some confidence. All right? So we've heard this before. ACN isn't complicated. We talk to people. We ask them if they're open to different ways of making money. Ask people if they'll support you and be your customer. Invite them to events. That's it. It's super simple. Don't let yourself make it complicated. That's what makes it hard. Remember, you can't say the wrong thing to the right person. You really can't. I want to end with this quote, a quote from a gentleman that I follow on social media. And his name is Inky Johnson. If you don't know him, he's a former collegiate football player who suffered a devastating injury several years ago that left his right arm paralyzed. But he's now a motivational speaker, and I got to tell you, he's an amazing follow and someone who is so inspirational. Here's his quote. Greatness is found on the other side of I don't want to. Let me repeat that. Greatness is found on the other side of I don't want to. Think about that. All right? So, if you want to keep it, well, let me say this. If you keep it super simple and stay focused and consistent, you will achieve greatness. All right, everyone, have a great day.